Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the third branch of deen, which pertains to mu'amalat, our business dealings. The third category mentioned is our mu'amalat, our business dealings. The correctness of our business dealings is a major portion of Islam. And unfortunately, most people are completely indifferent to it. It is extremely important for all those in different business ventures to acquire the Islamic knowledge pertaining to the branch they are engaged in. They should consult reliable muftis and ensure all their transactions are correct. By doing so, one will ensure the entry of halal into his stomach and that of his family. Then only will the desire to do good be created within a person, and then only will acts of worship be accepted. On the day of Qiyamah, judgment, a person will not be able to move until reckoning of five things have been taken. Amongst the five things mentioned in the hadith, two questions pertain to income and expenditure. One will be asked, how did you earn your living and how did you spend your income? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, such a time will come when people will not care whether they earn through halal or haram means. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the world is sweet and fertile. Whoever earns thereof by halal means and spends from there in righteousness shall be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala will grant him entrance into Jannah. Number two, by that being in whose control lies my life lies, verily a person shoves a haram morsel in his stomach, 40 days of his actions are not accepted. Whichever person's flesh is nurtured on haram, the fire is more deserving of him. Number three, whoever earns haram wealth and spends it in charity, it will not be accepted from him. In whichever avenue he spends it, there will be no barakah, blessings. Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, when you consume halal, you will obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be it on your own accord or not. And when you consume haram, you will disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be it on your own accord or not. The verses of the Quran point to the fundamental point that wealth, no matter what its form, is in principle the property of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is He who has bestowed upon man the right to utilize it. So Allah ta'ala has the right to demand that man should subordinate this usage to the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You should keep the following points in mind. Number one, whatever wealth man possesses is from Allah. Number two, man has to utilize it in such a way that his ultimate purpose should be the hereafter. And number three, since wealth has been received by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, its usage must be subject to the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is nothing wrong with earning and accumulating wealth, provided that one abstains from extravagance, haram, and all ways and means unlawful in Islam. Wealth should not become the object of one's life, but should be utilized to fulfill necessities and to invest in the bank of the year after. There are a variety of religious activities which require wealth. Therefore, a man of wealth can obtain great reward by earning and employing wealth in accordance with the Sharia, aiding the poor and needy, contributing to projects such as masjids, madrasas, works of tabligh, etc., are wonderful channels in which to employ wealth and thereby build up one's capital in the year after. If a Muslim's intention is correct, then his business and wealth will be utilized to benefit others. He will not break the commands of Allah Ta'ala by dealing in interest and insurance, usurping the properties and inheritance of females and orphans, cheating, lying, taking false oaths, deceiving, concealing false, selling forbidden items, dealing in stolen goods, bribing, missing salah with jamaat in the masjid, taking advantage of a person in difficulty, not paying workers on time, underpaying workers, delaying in payment, working less hours than stipulated, or wasting one's time in other activities during working hours. Example, using one's cell phone or the internet for personal work, etc. He will be honest and upright, for which he will be granted the following reward. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, an upright and honest trader will be with the Anbiya, the Siddiqeen, the pious, and the martyrs. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the ability to ensure our monetary dealings are correct. Ameen. Inshallah, now we will have Ash'ar that will be rendered by Hafiz Ahmed Ishaq Sahab, who is the grandson of Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahab, rahmatullahi alayhi.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is an Ash'ar of Arif Billah, Hazrat Yaqdas, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab, rahmatullahi alayhi, the title of which is Sukuni Dil. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا خدا کی سرکشی سے خود کشی ہے مال و دولت میں خدا کی سرکشی سے خود کشی ہے مال و دولت میں کبھی اللہ والوں سے نہیں ایسا سنا جاتا کبھی اللہ والوں سے نہیں ایسا سنا جاتا اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا سکون دل اترتا ہے فلک سے اہل تقوا پر سکون دل اترتا ہے فلک سے اہل تقوا پر بدو حکم خدا سائس دا پھر کے سے پا جاتا بدو حکم خدا سائس دا پھر کے سے پا جاتا اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا اگر پترول کے مانند ہوتا یہ سکون دل اگر پترول کے مانند ہوتا یہ سکون دل زمین میں کر کے بورنگ اس کو ہر کافر بھی پا جاتا زمین میں کر کے بورنگ اس کو ہر کافر بھی پا جاتا اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا بتوں کے عشق سے دنیا میں ہر عاشق ہوا پاگل بتوں کے عشق سے دنیا میں ہر عاشق ہوا پاگل گناہوں سے سکون پاتا تو کیوں پاگل کہا جاتا گناہوں سے سکون پاتا تو کیوں پاگل کہا جاتا اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سے سرکش کو دبا پاتا بچو گندے عمل سے مردوں سے دور ہو جاؤ بچو گندے عمل سے مردوں سے دور ہو جاؤ اگر یہ فعل اچھا تھا خدا پتھر نہ برساتا اگر یہ فعل اچھا تھا خدا پتھر نہ برساتا اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سے سرکش کو دبا پاتا نہیں ممکن تھا ان کی راہ میں میرا قدم رکھنا نہیں ممکن تھا ان کی راہ میں میرا قدم رکھنا اگر جذبے کرم کی دل نہیں کوئی صدا پاتا اگر جذبے کرم کی دل نہیں کوئی صدا پاتا اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سے سرکش کو دبا پاتا
This is the last stanza Hazrat Hakim Sahab Rahmatullah Ali says
میں تھک جاتا ہوں اپنی داستان درد سے اختر میں تھک جاتا ہوں اپنی داستان درد سے اختر مگر میں کیا کروں چپ بھی نہیں مجھ سے رہا جاتا مگر میں کیا کروں چپ بھی نہیں مجھ سے رہا جاتا مگر میں کیا کروں چپ بھی نہیں مجھ سے رہا جاتا اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سے سرکش کو دبا پاتا
جزاكم الله خيرا So now we'll call upon Hazrat Maulana Abdul Rahman Lambat Sahab to explain and translate this poem. We request the brothers that please do not take any pictures or any videos. جزاكم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد Respected elders and friends, this beautiful rendition was not for any entertainment. This is actually a beautiful bayan and a great lecture but just put in very beautiful poetic form. Normally, man likes poetry, and you enjoy listening to the tune, etc. But the tune, etc. was not important. What Hazrat, mashallah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their life they spend in the company of the friends of Allah, and what great treasure they acquired, they don't keep it for themselves. They present it to the whole world. And your Hazrat has presented this beautiful treasure for us, which our Shaykh says so beautifully, Allah has given us a deen according to our desire. And every person's desire in the world is sukoon-e-dil. And this is the title of this poem, that everyone in your heart, what you're looking for, peace and comfort. But the problem is where it lies, we are not looking for it there. We think, somebody thinks my peace and comfort, if I get my matric certificate, then according to your age, you will get bigger. You think if I get my business, somebody thinks if I get married, somebody thinks if I get my the driver's license, or I get my gun license, then I'll have peace, or whatever. But it does not lie there. Very beautifully, Hazrat has put it so beautiful, that where does this peace and comfort lie? Agar Allah walo se, nahi dil ki dawa pata, bahut mushkil ta apne nafs ki, nafse sarkash ko daba pata. That if I did not get that dose, that beautiful medicine from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how to control my passion and my desires, my nafs. Allah ta'ala explains that this nafs has got three stages. The first stage, وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِسُّوءٍ إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي. That the first stage of nafs is like a small child. A child doesn't know the harms, the benefits of anything. A child sees a fire, heater is burning. The child wants to go and hold the heater. The child sees anything, just wants to drink. When the small children drinking paraffin, all those. But if the mother did not control, the mother didn't teach their child. So exactly the same, our nafs, our desires and passions are such that we just want to go towards haram entertainment. Outwardly it looks very beautiful, very enjoyable, but it's extremely harmful for us. So the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will give us our medicine, how to control this nafs of ours, this passion and desires. Like Allama Busairi have mentioned so beautifully in his Qasida Burda, that if the mother leaves the child, and nafsu katifli in tuhmilu shabba ala hubbi rida, wa in taftimu yan fatimi. If the mother, now she wants to win the child off from drinking breast milk, and the child's already 2 years, you want to take that child off, but the child now is in that habit of that milk, and the child now even in the habit of bottle and dummy, and now you want to take that child off, it puts up a big tantrum. But if the mother is little firm, use some medicine, etc., they put something on the bottle, on the breast, etc., and then the child goes off from that. From that few minutes, that nafs, that child will put up a big scream, cry, everything. But the mother just bears it, and the child goes through that little the treatment. Then you see, now he doesn't want to touch the bottle anymore. He doesn't want to take the dummy anymore. But if the mother says, no, I can't take it, she cries too much, and leaves the child to do what they want to, that child will grow up. You see, many children, 5, 6 years, they're walking around with a bottle also. So exactly the same, our nafs pulls us towards haram. There's a party, there's a girl walking, there's take out your cell phone, even in a masjid, etc. That is why Allah, the Nabi of Allah, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, is saying, I'm not saying my nafs is free from all this. Allah, but imagine the Nabi's nafs, Allah has made it masoom, but He's teaching me and you that وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِسُّوءٍ. Nafs very strongly commands you towards haram. Illa ma rahima rabbi. But Allah has shown us the treatment. Illa, unless you come in the mercy of Allah. The mercy of Allah is at that time, at that moment, with that company, then Allah Ta'ala's mercy descends. So come in where Allah Ta'ala's mercy descends. And that is why so beautifully our great Shaykh, who has written this great poem, Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, says that we have to go to the bazaar, etc. today, and there's all type of fitnas, all type of dangers that would pull the nafs towards haram. Then think of this ayat, that وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِسُّوءٍ إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي. That I can't save my soul, my desires, it's just going to pull me away. And don't think I'm very pious, that I'm a great sheikh, that if I go to the bazaar, nothing will happen to me. Or if I go to any place, nothing will happen to me. If I talk to woman, nothing happens to me. No, there's something wrong if nothing happens to you. So the thing that, oh Allah, I have to go for my work, whatever, my nafs is going to pull me towards haram, illa ma rahima rabbi, unless Allah's mercy descends. And where Allah's mercy, then make dua, وَقُلْ رَبِّ اخْفِرْ وَارْحَمْ وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. That, oh Allah, please forgive me and send down your mercy upon me. because you are the greatest of the one who sends mercy. So the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends in the company of the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we come in the company of the pious servants of Allah, we will get this medicine. They will teach us where does peace and contentment. It doesn't lie in the bazaar. It doesn't lie in haram entertainment. Our great Dada Shaykh beautifully has said also so beautifully, can I tell you a thing of enjoyment, something that's enjoyable? You say yes, that guna mein maza hai hi nahi. There's no enjoyment in sin. So don't fool yourself when you think you, it's like our papayas also gives the example, a person is thirsty, but he wants to quench his thirst with salt water, with the water of the ocean. You'll drink and drink and your thirst won't get quenched. So exactly the same with sin, you'll think I'll just do it now, then I'll be happy. No, it will pull you to another haram. And if Allah doesn't give tawfiq to make tawbah, then Allahu Akbar. It's dangerous that the words of tawbah also won't come on our tongue. So Allah Ta'ala save me and you. So this is why we have these majalis, these gatherings, that when we get the company of the pious servants of Allah, we get our medicine. And like our Shaykh says so beautifully, now you get the best medicine, don't take it home and put it in a glass cage and show everybody, I went to the best specialist, see my medicine. But you're not taking the medicine. And then you say, I make the namaz, I make my zikr, but I don't get contentment. You're not taking the medicine, where are you going to get contentment? Take the medicine and do it regularly and you'll see Allah Ta'ala will bring this peace and contentment in the heart. Otherwise, Hazrat says, it's very, very hard on our own. This nafs-e-sarkash, our soul, our desires are transgressive. They're just going to pull us away towards haram. It's very hard to control it on our own. Even if you progress in the love of Allah, even if you think that I got peace and contentment and now I don't need a sheikh, then also nafs will pull you away. So all the time we need somebody above us to guide us and give us this medicine regularly. And then you'll see, once you get control, then see, khuda ki sarkashi se khud kushi hai maal wa daulat mein. Kabhi Allah walo se nahi aisa suna jata. Then if a person thinks that, no, what this Maulana is talking about, I don't need this, I go to the bazaar, nothing happens to me and that. Then you see, it is famous, statistics have proven today, the biggest suicides in the world is the millionaires and the billionaires. Till today, the people that they've got the most money, so even if there was peace and contentment in this world, in money, in haram entertainment, and money also itself is not bad. You earn it the wrong way. You don't learn from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it doesn't mean when you come in a company of the friend of Allah, they'll tell you don't do business, don't have money, don't have a car. No, they'll teach us how to make our money. They'll teach us how to spend our money, how to earn our money. Then that money won't take us towards suicide. Otherwise that money you're working so hard to earn, for what? For peace and comfort. You're earning money to get comfort, but you say, I don't have time even to go to the doctor. I don't have time to sit with my family. Allahu Akbar. King, one of the kings, King George the VII, he saw an ordinary laborer just having his time for his lunch. He had two pieces of bread, dry bread, and just drank some sour milk and he slept under the tree. From his palace he's seeing, he says, if that man can give me his sleep, I will give him half of my wealth. So they can't get sleep. So the friends of Allah, the people of dunya who are running behind the wealth of this world, you see they committing suicide. But does it say, did you ever hear a true friend of Allah, will he ever commit suicide? Never ever. And conditions come upon them, they also get sick. They also have their family problems also, so they have to look after their children also. This is dunya, and this is how you get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when conditions come upon them also, they turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they realize Allah has brought these conditions, Allah will make it easy for us. So if we really want this peace and contentment, then we have to come in the company of the friends of Allah and see their lives is enjoyable. Sukoon-e dil utarta hai falak se ehle taqwa par, badoon-e hukme khuda science da fir kaise pa jata hai. So we are so fortunate that the sukoon-e dil, the peace of mind, Allah didn't leave it to any people of the world. And Allah didn't leave it such that in the world that people can find the peace and comfort of the heart. This is a treasure from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And where Allah ta'ala sends it down, where can we get it? Allah ta'ala says, وَالَّذِي أَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةِ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ لِيَزْدَادُوا إِيمَانًا مَا إِيمَانٍ. So we see these are poems not for entertainment. These are big, big bayans to make our life and to give us enjoyment of our life. Allah didn't send us here to get into depression and stress and all that. Allah sent us here for enjoyment. So Hazrat says, this peace of mind you're looking for, it's not like Hazrat says in front, that it's not that the scientists, they can't. No, Allah Ta'ala, the world has got no value. So Allah allows people of the world, scientists, to make even such technological machines that they can pick up, oh, this ground has got diamonds, this ground has got oil, etc. And they usurp, they steal the land of people also. But this peace of mind, this is something that they can't. They can make all the equipment in the world, all the technological machines, they won't able to pick up where's the peace and contentment. Because this comes from the arsh of Allah. And Allah sends it down upon the hearts of the true believers. That is the Allah wala, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you come and sit in their company with an open heart and make dua, ya Allah, that peace and contentment in their heart, what your love, what your greatness and your presence in their heart, let it enter my heart, Allah ta'ala will fill it in your heart. So it's just a matter of connecting the heart. So هو الذي أنزل السكينة في قلوب المؤمنين, in the hearts of the true believers, then you see your iman will increase all the time. So without the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the scientists in the world can get together and try and find this peace and contentment. Like Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, if they could get control over this and monopoly of this peace and contentment, then they should start selling that also. Like how they're selling airtime, etc. And they should be the richest people in the world. But the kindness of Allah, the most valuable things, Allah has kept it special. And only and the friends of Allah, today small things, even in matters of deen, big seminars, and people are paying a price. Come learn about this, come. This is the most valuable gift you can get, this peace and contentment, the love of Allah. Allah wala go around with their own expenses, and they distribute it free of charge. For just one seminar here, what we're having here, the whole world's wealth cannot pay for it. And here it's distributed free of charge. So we should be eager to go to these seminars where we will get. Agar petrol ke maanin hota ye sukoon e dil, zameen mein karke boring usko har kafir bhi pa jata. So if Allah Ta'ala made it such that this peace and contentment was also like oil, petrol in the ground. And Allah says all these scientists, all these Western people, etc., they want to usurp the wealth of the world, they will also start boring. And they will drilling in the ground and take out petrol and loot. How Allah has kept it in Muslim lands, but they make us like fools, they loot our petrol also. But this is something that Allah didn't keep in the ground. So they can bore till Qiyamah, they won't get it. But if they come 1 minute in the company of the friend of Allah, with an open heart, you see a kafir, his heart changes overnight. A fasik like myself, overnight, you just get inclination now, as Hazrat says in front, that now something just pulls you. No, I must change my life. Now just move ahead and see, a kafir changes his life. A fasik changes his life. Just in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Buto ke ishq, se dunya mein har aashik hua pagal, gunao se suku paata to kyu pagal kaha jata. Then Hazrat is explaining this important principle that don't think that there is peace and contentment in the idols of this world. Either illicit haram affairs with women, etc. or in sports or in other activities. If there was peace and contentment, then see every person who is involved in illicit haram love affairs, Allah save me and all of us, is like a madman. He doesn't know. Even if he's sitting next to you, he's not there. He's in a different world. Allahu Akbar. If there was peace and contentment in this haram lifestyle, then why would why will these people be called mad people? And Hazrat gives a beautiful example. A person becomes mad over a girl and he wants to go out with her. And then Shaitan puts the thought, I must get married to her. But when they get married, before they get married, they're committing all illicit haram love affairs. And when they get married, they have committed, before that in haram, they did all the enjoyment. Now they go for honeymoon, like two monkeys on the moon, and when now they come back, they think they will fall on honey, they fall on hard ground. And now they start fighting like cats and dogs.
And any person who runs behind the idols of this world, one man, he was madly, he was going after one woman, her name was Shabnam. He got so mad, he wants to get married to her. He tried to propose and he tried to speak to, no, she is just not interested, I don't want him. Exukomni. So he got mad that she don't want to get married to me. Now he got mad, they took him to mental hospital. So one day the minister of health went to visit the mad hospital, and the doctor was taking him to the different wards. He went to the first ward, he saw this man here who wanted to get married to Shabnam. He was saying, Shabnam, Shabnam, Shabnam. Doctor say, the minister asked, what's wrong with this man? He says, he wanted to get married to the poor woman, Shabnam. She refused his proposal, so now he's gone mad, just Shabnam all the time. So then he went to the next ward, he saw a man like a wild person. So he says, what's wrong with this man? He says, this is the man who got married to Shabnam. So this is dunya. Dunya will make you mad. So don't run after the illicit haram affairs of this world. If you run in the company of the friends of Allah, then see the enjoyment of zikr, the enjoyment of tilawat, etc. So that is why the Hazrat tells us, very important, not to just come in the company of the pious servant, but our hearts are not there. Our hearts must be linked. And we must make a little effort. Bacho gande amal se, amrado se, dur ho jao. Agar ye fail acha hota, khuda patthar na barsata. Very important, control our gazes, not only from women, from young lads also. And sadly today, not young lads, big men. Today we're living in an upside down world where governments are passing the laws. It is gay marriages are in order. And you must respect them, you must honor them. An upside down world, Allahu Akbar. And long ago Allah Ta'ala has taught in the time of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, this is such a terrible, stupid action, an upside down action, a unnatural action, that the people of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah sent the malaika as a test upon them. Then Allah sent the Hazrat Jibreel, loved their whole city up, and throw them upside down, because they did an upside down action. And then Allah Ta'ala sent laser bombs, like stones, rains of stones upon them, with their names written there. So we have to control our gazes from women also. So girls also, as we learn, don't think I'm an old man also, I can look at women. No, even young boys, and even boys who don't have beards, or their beards are still short, then don't have contact with such people. Because very soon, shaitan will this. And especially today with this Western education, living in hostels, etc. Allahu Akbar. One day, Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahab, rahmatullahi, mentioned in his one bayan, one person, father, who was very punctual in his majlis, and good environment at home, so to say, but he sent his son to the university to live in the hostel, etc. And he started crying. Hazrat says, what's wrong? He says, Hazrat, I'm shocked. Say, what? Say, my son came home and he said, I say, Qasam, I won't get married to anybody but that boy who's staying with me in that room. So we mustn't think that why these Maulanas talk about these things. It doesn't, it's now so common in society. So three, how true is our Quran Sharif? How true is our deen? So we have to listen to our pious elders and follow in their footsteps. Otherwise we see, past Allah says, read the Quran Kareem and see how Allah destroyed the previous nations. And remember, nahi mumkin ta unki raah mein mera kadam rakhna, agar jazbe karam ki dil nahi koi sada pata. Allah so beautifully as I say, it wouldn't have been easy for me to put my footstep in the path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the environment all around, the friends, etc., are just pulling me away. But it is not, if it was not the kindness of Allah, that like a magnet Allah pulled me, a sound came in my heart. That is why very important, come and perform salah daily. Come and sit in the company of the pious servants. Kitab reading is taking place. Sit for a few minutes. You will see a sound will come into your heart, so to say, that cry will come, now I must change my life. That is what is called jazb, that Allah is pulling you like a magnet. Now in that majlis, immediately, for example, now, we all get this desire, no, now I must change my life. In your this majlis, you make istighfar, you make tawbah, say, Allah, I led a bad life, please forgive me. You are wali of Allah. Now Hazrat says so beautifully, Allah put the crown of wilayat on your head, now walk straight. Don't go again to the club and start dancing and it falls off again. But even if you made that mistake, again make istighfar, tawbah. Otherwise, it's not easy. So we have to beg Allah Ta'ala that we are beggars and beg Allah to make us just, to pull us towards Him. And then Hazrat says so beautifully, once you got this wealth of sukoon and dil, and Allah Ta'ala says, very, very important, you'll get this from the friends of Allah, they will teach you, ala bi zikrillah tatma'innul qulub. Make the zikr of Allah daily. Hazrat says so beautifully, they give us the medicine, but myself, the weakest of all, that we take the zikr, we make it 1-2 days, and we say after 2-3 days, we don't get enjoyment. Zikr is not for enjoyment. Zikr is our spiritual medicine to get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To get our spiritual strength. Then Allah gives enjoyment, alhamdulillah. But we have to do our work. And Hazrat then says, when you get this love of Allah, then you see the friends of Allah. Hazrat says that I get tired bodily. I'm an insan. I get tired to keep on giving bayan. But this love of Allah is such that magar main kya karu chup bhi nahi mujhse raha jata. This love of Allah is such that I can't even keep quiet. Although I'm tired, Allahu Akbar, and we see this from our Shaykh, our honorable great Shaykh also. Our bayan time, they talk of Allah's love. When it's breakfast time, they still talk of Allah's love. They go into rest little, they still talk of Allah's love. So thus they giving out free of charge. So we should be grateful to Allah. We should make shukr to Allah. And beg Allah Ta'ala and ask Allah Ta'ala to make us just and grant us the sukoon and din, inshaAllah.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa. Wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa.